But we continue our review of our huge weekend, Mullen and Mullen, Injury Law, Ticket Stock 2024, a big success at the Plano Event Center Friday and Saturday. Thanks to all the P1s who came out. So many great conversations with so many great P1s, hearing about how they have been generational families with the ticket, a dad who raised his son listening to the ticket, and now his son is raising his son to listen to the ticket. Met so many great new P1s, saw a lot of old familiar faces. The words that you all said to us, maybe during the AMAs or afterwards or after the Time Wasters show, we tried to stick around as long as possible, close down that place, talking to P1s and taking selfies and shaking hands and just the sweet, wonderful things that you all had to say to us is just, it means the world to us.
It's amazing. We just do a goofy radio show. That's all we do. And that's all the station is. It's pretty goofy and has been for 30 years. But the nice things you say about it certainly make it worthwhile to us to come into work every morning and do whatever it is that we do, including a longtime tradition at Ticket Stock. I was trying to think of this. Do you remember the first Ticket Stock where the actual Time Wasters got on stage?
No.
I don't either.
I mean, it was probably around 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was, too. It was at the Plano Center, I do believe.
I know we did a show in 2002 for sure.
Yeah.
I think in 01, maybe in 2000.
Yeah, I think somewhere in there, or maybe even late 90s. Anyway, somewhere in there it all started, and it's a long-time tradition where we get together with either the musicians we have up here or we get much-needed help from local bands. And thanks to the Time Waster Band that was made up of musicians, most of them I think had played with us before. They're with several different bands. That was Justin Young of Rich Girls. That's the Hall & Oates cover band. He's also in the Beautiful Ones. Kevin Howard on keys. He's also in the Rich Girls. MZ Robinson was on guitar. I think Royal Dukes is the name of his band. I was talking to him backstage. Jess Hopkins was on guitar. He's in Brit Shop. Daniel Hopkins was on drums, and they were fantastic. So it's like a all-star band that we have behind us, and if we didn't have them behind us, the whole thing would just fall apart. And we've got some people up here who can actually sing, including our own Detty. Jacob Detamore was a vocal. Was that your vocal performance? Was your major for a while, or was that for all 4 years?
I mean, voice was my instrument when I was at Texas. Mm-hmm. I think I initially started doing, you know, like a voice major, but I changed that real quick. I realized that everything was geared towards opera, so I went a different direction. Just went to more of a general music degree after that.
Okay. Well, Detty can really sing, and he chose Wild Nights of by John Mellencamp. Was this a 94 song?
Yeah.
Did it come out in 94? Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to a little bit of Detty. Jam, Detty.
Nice, Detty.
Thank you very much. I was a classically trained singer.
Gosh. Boy, keeps working that
Thanks,
in.
Rob, no, keep saying that.
Live copy point there. No, that was awesome. You sounded really good with the band and everything. That was really cool. One of the longtime friends of The Ticket, longtime friend of Jub Jam was out there with us, the great Bobby Duncan. He's been a part of every Jub Jam. And before we had our 30th birthday party, Kat said, hey, we ought to get someone who's performed in Jub Jam out. We're going to have Spinderella, but let's have one of the performers from Jub Jam out to do a song. And why not Bobby? He's been a part of every Jub Jam. Everybody loves Bobby up here. And he and I wrote a song about the Ticket turning 30 called The Other Side of the Radio. And here's some of that from the other night with the Ticket Talking Listeners.
You can't miss the 840 bit. Now your precursor didn't give a Hey, Dill, call me with the TCU, but the anus is still on you. Hey, a Paul and a... Nah, that wasn't it. Laying waves, tend to bounce. FM stream, the stream counts. We've been here for a while, up and down the dial. We still have ways to go. It's to the friends we've come to know. Up and down the radio, and we said goodbye to the OG, the one who helped us choose energy.
It's a simple question.
He said he'd die in a chair.
Hello.
Now he's off with Mare.
Mare made the video board.
The board just wondering.
You made Bobby laugh.
Bobby Duncan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
So there you go, a little bit of Other Side of the Radio.
That was great.
I am one of you.
Bobby is. He's by the channel every morning and throughout the day. And then one Junior Miller got on stage, and he channeled his inner Bono.
Uh-oh.
Very, very emotional performance. I think of all the times I've seen you perform, I think this may have been your most emotional performance ever.
Listening to roundtables, just killing time. Last time we met was at Ticket Stop. We drank the beer. People coming from far and near to see the ticket. They'll be around till the end of the world. Spend their money, they spike our drink. The other stations try to catch us, they don't know what to think. 30 years, how time flies. America's favorite station, that's no surprise. A hot sports opinion, a funny talk. Thanks to the P1s, we'll never stop. Kick it. We'll be around until the end of the world.
All I can say is I left it all out there.
You did.
Thank you for your backup singing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
Want
to hear that? It's right after the lead. So dumb.
It's funny. Yeah, see, I have to pick songs that I can kind of talk through, because I can't sing. I'm not a classically trained vocalist like Daddy, so I have to kind of speak talk through these. So there aren't that many songs to choose from.
Shows you how easy Bono's job is.
Hey, I didn't quite belt it out like Bono.
I didn't catch the C-bomb in there. Sorry about that.
Well, he was just talking about
my rooster.
Sure.
Here we go.
I'm not sorry.
Junior spraying water on everybody.
Just for a second, I felt like the end.
I just needed a guitar. In my dreams, I was drowning my live spots.
No one owned the stage quite like you, Junior.
Live spots.
Thank you, Daddy.
Ticket tickers. Intentional grounding.
What if Bono heard this? What would he think?
He'd be appalled.
He'd be really confused, I think, more than...
Segments,
yeah, he'd be very, very confused.
All
right, that was amazing. And then, performing for the first time, we think, ever, with the Ticket Time Wasters, was that sales guy we always try to keep out of the studio, Chris.
Gordo couldn't make it here tonight. So instead, you got the Chris-er. Chris, the number one sales guy at the Ticket for the past 30 effing years.
Is there anything we need to be ready to get rid of here?
No, I told Chris
They've
not to cuss.
They've been begging me to do a song like every year, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to do one, but I'll only do one under a few conditions. Number one is that backing me up has to be the Haminator. Matt Birmingham. Now, a lot of people think that Matt is really skinny because all he eats is chicken tenders. But this guy's been supplying my Coke for the past 10 years, all right? This guy's crazy. Crazy. Now, I just want to make a mention that
this goes on for 30
minutes.
Any
of you lovely ladies out there that want to menage with the Chris-er tonight, just slip into my DMs, all right? Include a picture of yourself and make sure you're willing to, you know, kiss another girl, maybe a little up top action, you know,
oh
something
like.
Hope you enjoyed that, young man.
Yeah, look, there's a kid there's right in front of you. Dang it.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but the Chris has been dealing with a little difficulty lately. My,
it's a very it's not motion.
My singing voice ain't what it once was. I blew it out at the Super Bowl calling plays for my buddy Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to bring up somebody to help me out here. A lot of people think that I am the biggest douche at the Ticket. But I'm not the biggest douche at the Ticket. I'm going to bring up somebody who is the biggest douche at the Ticket. Corby Davidson. And a lot of people think that Chris-er is all
hey,
about
Chris-er.
Fast cars, fast women, hanging out with Corby at Ultra Lounges. But the Chris-er wants to do a ballad tonight. A little change of pace, slow it down a little bit, and have some fun. Corby. Come on over here, pal.
Sounds like another Jesus. Emotional performance is about to happen.
Yeah.
This one goes out to you, P1s. A slow tune from the Chris-er to you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Not the tightest there, but...
Corby,
you know, I got to give such props to Corby for doing this, man. He stepped in and sang.
The week ends, the week begins.
Or talked, either one.
So you were going to sing?
No, I couldn't sing this. But Corby, like, I don't know whether he rehearsed it, but he knew every word to this song. Which proves to me that he is the actual Chris.
Yeah, I can see why Corby would love this song, doing his hippie dance.
Doing his hippie dance.
He missed half of his hardline song because he was in the back room rehearsing this.
Really?
Yes, that's why I missed half of that hardline song with the whole group.
Well, he did an awesome job, and Ham played drums on this, which Carter Beauford is like an incredible drummer for Dave Matthews Band, and Matt did an excellent job.
Ham nailed it. Yeah, Ham's great. Mm-hmm. He was awesome, and you played guitar. Ham asked me if I wanted to play fiddle on this.
Yeah, we wanted the Jubinator.
Man, I haven't been playing much lately, and this is a hard, hard fiddle part. And this sounds so good, I would have ruined it. So I'm glad I didn't play.
I don't know. It sounds pretty anemic to me headphones. But.
I'm sorry I missed out on it, but yeah, you guys did great. Everybody did great, and I'm sure you'll hear this during the invasion. Kid Reed and Donovan's performance was just off the charts good.
That was fantastic.
It was so amazing. And yeah, the hardline songs, everyone did an awesome job there on Saturday. And it was a lot of fun.